on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, official credit union of Colorado State Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Black Hawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackHawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by WaterPik. Now the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from CB and Potts, Collindale. Here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good evening, and we welcome everybody into CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room. We're in Collindale, Fort Collins here tonight talking some Colorado State Ram football for the next hour, as Colorado State coming off a tough loss on the road at Wyoming last week. But you turn right around, the Rams are going to get another rivalry matchup coming up against Air Force on Saturday night at Canvas Stadium. 5 p.m. is the kickoff on that one, as those two teams will play for the Ram Falcon Trophy. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, with you. Happy to be joined by head coach Steve Adazio. Coach, always good to see you. And I know you look back to the game on Saturday, a rivalry game. And at the end of the day, I know it was a frustrating afternoon for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after the game, obviously we're all devastated. And, you know, but I knew we had to kind of look at the tape. We had a tough day. Our heart was sick for everybody, you know. We certainly didn't put our best foot forward. And, you know, that's my responsibility. You know, we got in a situation on defense where DaQuan Jackson tried to play, and he couldn't play. And then we put Bam Amina in, and he had a season-ending injury. And then we put Sanjay Strickland in, and he left the game with another who-knows-how-long injury, and we don't have any more middle linebackers left. Yeah. So we had some real problems with the run, stopping the run, because we just couldn't get gap fit right. D-Jack, you know, is really the captain of that centerpiece of that defense, and Bam can handle it too. But some of these guys have never played Mike. So Chuck and the guys had to try to put Tavion Brown, who hadn't been practicing for a few weeks and didn't practice last week and doesn't play Mike, but we tried to put him in there a little bit, and freshman in there a little bit. And it just, it was tough. And, you know, I felt obviously sick about it. I felt sick for the defense, for the coaches. I mean, they did everything they could. I mean, it wasn't like anybody was giving up or anything, but it was just, we gave up about six big strikes. We gave up about 250 yards. You're talking about the number three rushing, or no, the number, I think we were number two before that game, rushing defense in the conference.
Right, 18th in the nation, yeah.
And we gave up 250 yards at half and 370 for the game. That's unheard of. And, you know, it just makes for a long afternoon. You know, offensively, we lost our starting right tackle prior to the game. He had to go home. He was sick. Half our team's sick. And so it's a shuffle brigade right now. It took us a while up on the offensive line. Took about a half of the first quarter to kind of settle in a little bit. I mean, we went down and scored a touchdown on the second possession. And then in the back, we finally really feel like we got our run game wired together. In the second half, we went down 75 yards down the field like butter.
Yeah.
Obviously kicked the field goal and missed it, and never was able to run the ball again because that game was over. We had to throw the ball every down.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it didn't allow us to play compatible team football, and we just got out of whack. Probably offensively, we probably should have stayed in the run game a little bit more early and longer. We took a lot of shots, but we really felt like we weren't going to stop them. And so we felt like we needed to get the ball and vertically down the field a lot of times on first down play action shots, and we didn't connect on them. So not enough of them anyways. So, you know, I give credit. I mean, they came out and played their best game of the year by a long shot. I mean, and that's kind of the tale of what happened there, and it's a pretty upsetting because we put so much into it. You know, we've been improving every week in a lot of different phases. But this week, you can't say that. I mean, we're trying to survive right now, to be honest with you, trying to get enough guys together to practice against this Air Force option attack right now.
Right.
And that poses a lot of challenges. This is the worst week for us to be without any interior of our defense. But hopefully, maybe, D-Jack, we get him back, you know, and you know, get a couple of these young guys, a walk-on maybe, and another guy to see if we can get some productivity in there. Our front played pretty strong, I thought, last week. Our problems really weren't frontally. They were being sent the wrong way by some of the young guys. You know, you send a play to an outside gap to a safety, or you send it in, and that wasn't – we couldn't get that coordinated right.
Right.
And that's why you saw like that. The one on the quarterback, D-Jack, couldn't run. We had to take him out of the game. He just couldn't move. And so, you know, that's what we were involved with, which was frustrating. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with a couple of shots they took down the field one-on-one and completed them. I mean, and that doesn't mean that we couldn't have ran the ball better early. But, you know, that's the games. You get in these momentum turns like this, and I don't think we're there yet to handle it well enough, obviously, and we've got to get there. So we're going to have a hell of a week this week. I can tell you this. I don't want to sound like I'm Debbie Downer because I'm not. I can tell you that we had a great practice on Sunday. We've got an unbelievable strong resolve within our team, kind of a one for all for one. Everybody kind of, you know, pick up the rope, so to speak, and we're going to find a way to go after Air Force and stop them and score. And we've got a great mindset and a great attitude for this week. So it's not like everybody's walking around their thumb sucking or head down. That's actually, it's completely the opposite. I'm really impressed with our team. I'm impressed with their mentality. I'm impressed with their toughness and their resolve. We got a good team, you know, and building a good culture. And you know what? We got hit with some hard blows here, and we're just going to have to find a way to rise up and punch back right now.
Yeah.
And I anticipate we will, to be honest with you. I think there's a great will on the team.
Going back to DaQuan Jackson, again, he's having an all-conference type season, but can you explain a little bit on what that linebacker position does pre-snap? And you're saying making calls and making the defensive calls, and just kind of explain to fans out there that are kind of wondering about it's not only important to have a guy who understands where he's going, but he's directing other people as well.
Yeah, he's got to, you know, he helps set the front. He helps get the fits to the safeties. And he essentially is the quarterback of the defense.
Right.
You know, and when you go through three of them and you get down to some guys that haven't really played Mike Backard, you know, we lost in the beginning of the season Aaron Moore for the year. He's an exceptional player. We're just kind of down the line right now with bodies. So, you know, we've got to get whoever we have left ready to go, and those calls have got to be coordinated. And, you know, losing Bam was tough. You know, that was tough because that's the next guy sort of in. So we're going to shuffle it a little bit, and we'll get it figured out. You know, this is a little different week because it's a little different system of defense we're going to have to play to stop this attack.
Right.
So I think what we're going to just try to do is take the mentality of that off of that position for this week, try to play pretty basically and soundly and try to fit this option attack, you know, without making it too complicated for anybody.
Yeah, we're certainly going to talk about that option attack that Air Force employs. Of course, they've employed for years and years, going back to the Fisher DeBerry days, now obviously with Troy Calhoun. And again, Air Force, the number one rush offense in the entire nation, averaging over 300 yards per contest. When you look at the offense on Saturday, you know, you guys go down 17-10 at halftime, Steve. And, you know, obviously – you didn't put your best foot forward defensively there in that first half. You mentioned the rushing yards, but you get the stop. Mm-hmm. And then you put together probably your best offensive drive, sans the 0 points at the end. But I imagine that drive, you probably had to be feeling pretty good, saying,
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're down seven, but we are doing the things we want to do at that point.
Yeah, but we knew we needed to score touchdowns.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, like, if I was to do it again, I just went for it on fourth down. Really thought long and hard about doing it, but I was just felt like those were gimme points, and we needed to get some momentum because, you know, if you get those points, you're breaking that game to be a four-point game. So I angst on that a little bit, you know. In hindsight now, I wish I probably had gone for it, you know. Probably wish we had we all wish we had a little different call on the first play of that. Inside the 10, you know, we threw a play action pass, and then it was second and 10, and then we ran a power play and got three, and it just, I don't know, I'd like to do that sequence again.
Right.
But, you know, we thought the three gimme, get it down to a 4-point game, you know, it's a one-score game. I mean, and we felt great about moving the football. Early on, we had some issues, you know, because we juggled. We had to move Barry to right tackle. And then, you know, we were juggling a Mike who just moved over the offensive line, and we juggled Ty Marks, who's never started a game here. And honestly, like, they played really well after that. But that first couple of series, it got a little funky in there, you know. And then we lost Toddy, and Evan Olase had to come in, and he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he did.
You know, it's not too big for him, but, you know, he's kind of a scatty, option-y kind of guy. I mean, it's like, holy cow, what else do you want to go wrong there? I mean, you know, I'm sitting there saying, come on, man, we got to get Toddy, man, his helmet. Like, we got to get another helmet. I mean,
yeah, well, I think one of the plastic things that holds on the face mask had come off, and I think he ended up missing, what, two plays
two
in
or
that
three,
series.
And then he came out and threw the touchdown pass to Dante, and honestly, we felt great about all that. Like, you know, I just was very, very nervous, and then as those guys started going down, you know, and they were gaining that surge and that momentum, and they were trying to hit us with the run game. I mean, that was obvious, you know.
Yep.
And I thought the back kind of a backbreaker was we had them down on the 2 yard line, and that thing popped out about 90 something yards.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh! Now it's, you know, we've had that's our third 95 plus yard drive. There's a 3% chance that that can happen. We've had three of them in two games. You know, and that those are momentum turners. That can't happen now. That just cannot happen.
Yeah, but I know you guys, I think it was even 2nd and 9 for Wyoming in the 7-7 game at their own 4-yard line, and then they hit the big run.
It was third down.
Was it third?
It was third down. The quarterback, we had him sacked. We thought we had him sacked. He came out of the pocket. He converted the third down, and boom, 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 boom. Went off on that drive. You know, and what's interesting, you know, you go back, you study everything. It's like, kind of forgot we lost Daquan Jackson the week before for the second half. You know, I would say that, you know, that's how important he is to the centerpiece of our – it's like losing your quarterback a little bit, you know what I mean? And, you know, we've got to get that fixed. I mean, that's just the way that is now. I mean, nobody cares. I mean, we got to get somebody else that can do that, and we got to figure that out. It's just, you know, it's not a perfect week for that, but we got the number one rushing team coming in here.
Well, I know it was good to see Dante Wright back, and I know he returned a couple of weeks ago at Utah State, and to find him in the end zone on that second drive of the contest. In fact, he got one later in the contest. And is he kind of back to being the old Dante?
We lost Dante, and now I think he's about at full strength. We put him back this week to field some punts because I think he feels more comfortable now, confident. So that was a good thing. We got David back to almost full strength. You know, David had that really bad high ankle sprain a few weeks back, more than a few weeks ago now.
Right.
And then we lost Ajon, and we haven't gotten Ajon back. And that 1-2 punch is very explosive for us. So our two starting tailbacks are dealing with these high, you know, pretty serious high ankle sprains. David's a tough dude and worked his way back in, but you can see he's not himself, you know. Yeah. I think he'll be himself this week, David. I think Ajon will have a chance to play this week. I don't know that he'll be 100%, and he's a darty, cutty kind of guy. I don't know that he feels yet that he can do that. I'm hopeful maybe we get some of that out of him this week. But that's, you know, this is all firepower, you know, and we've got to get some of this firepower. Jalen's done a nice job. You know, he had a couple of big runs.
Yep.
We gotta get the Jimmys and Joes back. You know, we gotta go.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
Well, during pregame, I know we were up at the radio booth with Urban Ox and Marty Cesario, our sideline guys, down there watching the players. And, you know, you saw Daquan Jackson in uniform and said, okay, that's good. You saw Blackburn in uniform. You saw Vivens in uniform. But I know you had told me the night before, and those two probably weren't going to go. So those guys, a week away then, hopefully, and to get some of those guys back. But
yeah, I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get some of these guys back.
Sure.
We're not getting them all back.
Yeah,
but we're going to get some of them back. Probably won't practice this week. We got a big practice tomorrow. I don't see any of them really going. You know, we got to figure that out. We got to do more walkthroughs, and you know, get the defensive guys have to get assignment sound at least at a minimum. I think we'll be closer to full strength on offense this week, but we need to be because they're the number one ranked defense in the conference.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we're probably going to touch the ball, if we're lucky, 8 times in the game.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the chess match here. We got 8 possessions I would say we'd have. If we got lucky, we'd get 9. And, you know, we better not be kicking field goals. I mean, you know, I'll be tempted to go for it on 4th downs because in my mind I'm saying to myself, we're going to have to get touchdowns here. You get 8 possessions. That's not a lot in a game. You know, you get yourself on a few 3 and outs, you're down to 6 possessions. Not great, you know. So the strategy has got to be, you're caught between trying to just work the ball down the field and keep the defense off the field and hopefully end in scores. That would be ideal, right?
Right.
That would be the ideal way to play. But that's very hard to do systematically, to go down in increments of – that's what we've been doing, in increments of 4s and 5s and 8s and 10s. If you quick strike them, the defense is going to go back on the field. So one of the reasons they have the best defense in the conference is because their offense keeps their defense off the field. So, you know, stuff, and it all works together, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting, you know, special teams have been pretty good. They've got to be outstanding right now, right? They have to be on the long field.
Yeah.
They can have no short field. That's a bad day at the office because they'll take 4 downs.
It's an Air Force team that runs for a lot. And, again, the defense has held opponents to not a lot of rushing yards here this year as well. But, again, it works kind of in tandem with the way that Air Force team is set up. All right, so a tough loss at Wyoming last week, but chance to bounce back against Air Force coming up on Saturday night at 5 p.m. All right, we're taking you up to 8 p.m. here tonight. We'll take our first time out. A couple of special guests. In a little bit, we'll talk to Ricky Santo. He's the director of the Ram Life Programs at Colorado State. But coming up next, we'll talk to the head football strength and conditioning coach, Scott McLafferty. Stay with us here tonight from CBN Potts Restaurant and Tap Room, the Coors Light, Steve Adazio, Coaches Show from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary, and life celebrations, graduation, club, and sports team parties, too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road, just east of LeMay.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See shelter agents Andrew Goldfarb in Boulder or Robert Connolly or Patrick Samuels in Lakewood.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
All right, we continue along here tonight, CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room, the Coors Live, Steven Adzio Coach's Show, as we're taking you right up until 8 p.m. here this evening. Tonight's show brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. All right, Brian Roth back with you, and help introduce Scott McLafferty to the show. Give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you.
Head football strength and conditioning coach at Colorado State, now in his second season here at CSU, came over with Coach Adazio from Boston College. Scott, thanks for coming out tonight.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so I guess let's start here. Give fans out there, of course, they understand strength and conditioning. You're the guy in the weight room yelling at players, right?
That's right.
You're motivating players.
Trying, yeah. Trying to get them going daily. So trying to be the guy that kind of gets them going and start off with the energy and all that stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's just it's daily kind of getting them going so that they understand, like, it's a process, right? It's a building process, and each day we're building a block, right? We're trying to stack that block together. So at the end of whatever that cycle is or whatever it is, that we have a full product, you know? So, you know, that's how we kind of see it. We break down each kind of session that we have, like whether that's, you know, winter off season or spring ball or leading into summer, or all those things are kind of their own little segment of time that we need to develop, you know, and things like that. So,
how does it work with that? Because I know a head football strength and conditioning coach and the head coach, you guys have to be on the same page. I'm sure you have a vision on how you see things. A head football coach has his own thoughts as well. How do you guys kind of make that into one vision?
We're pretty aligned. I mean, I would say we're right on. I mean, it's like sometimes I'm thinking what he's thinking and vice versa. So it's just awesome. It's just awesome to be around a head coach that's just your philosophies are the same. And we didn't have to develop that. It was there.
Right.
It was already there.
So you came over with Coach Adazio. Now, you had been at Boston College earlier, then went away, and then came back. Take us back on your and Coach's relationship and how you guys met and got together.
Well, I happened to be an assistant at Boston College in, I think, around 2012. And so he happened to get the head job there, and I was there and happened to get along with, you know, it was just, I got along with the staff and everyone great, and it meshed perfectly. And, you know, the head strength coach that was there while I was an assistant was just kind of like learning from him and learning the process and getting to know these guys. And then, you know, I was there for 5 years and ended up taking an assistant job at the University of Texas, and kind of 2 years of that cycle. And that the Frank Perino, the head strength coach there at the time, happened to get an NFL job with the Tennessee Titans. And coach gave me a call, and I had to be honest with you, I had to pull up my car because I didn't know it was real at the time. I was like, oh my God, you know, this is happening and stuff. And so it was just awesome. And, you know, my wife's from there and stuff. So it was just an awesome opportunity. And I'm so grateful he gave me the opportunity.
So. Yeah, so you were with Steve as a strength and conditioning coach at Boston College, and Steve comes here. Talk about the transition over to Colorado State. Had you been out to Colorado before?
Well, I grew up in Oklahoma. This is kind of a cool, like, little story. So I grew up in Oklahoma, and my roommate in college, you know, going to school and stuff, we'd come up and visit. He lived around the town around Pueblo. And so we come up and visit, and I was like, man, this would be really cool someday to be able to get a chance to live here. And I grew up in Oklahoma, and there's not, you know, I mean, you can see mountains. It's all flat there. And so you get to see these mountains. You're like blown away. You're like, oh, my God, this is beautiful, you know. So it was just kind of a neat opportunity. And I was like, it's crazy how it just comes full circle, right? And it just opportunities happen, and it's just and it's amazing. So
one of the key components to a strength conditioning coach is to be hands-on, to be present with the players. How difficult was 2020 when the pandemic hit and you had COVID and the middle of spring football in March of 2020 and all of a sudden they go home and they don't come back?
Right.
What does a strength conditioning coach do?
So, you know, during that period, and I'll just take you back down to that period, like we sat there and we FaceTimed our guys like daily and you know, and we had to clear it through compliance to make sure that was all in everything we were doing. And we would design workouts and send it to them, and you know, whether it be on a playground, whatever they had, we had to kind of tailor it to what they had. Like if a kid had a full weight set in his garage, then, you know, I was going to make sure that he had a workout that was designed for that. And if someone did not, and he could go down to the park and do pull-ups, push-ups, and whatever it was, that he could get down there and have a workout also. So we would just kind of – we checked in daily with our guys. We'd rotate positions and, you know, have four other guys on staff and – and so it kind of, we just took our time and we would, you know, call each other after we were done meeting with all our guys. And we'd kind of discuss, okay, where's so-and-so at? How is he doing? You know, what's going on? Any issues? You know, did someone pick up some weight somehow or, you know, or something or whatever? We needed to change our program to help him and to see what he had at the house. So it was unique. It was interesting. We developed and grew through that, to be honest with you. As strength coaches, you kind of do that. So, you know, you just took another page and tried to make it the best you could, you know. And, you know, dealing with COVID, you're still kind of seeing the effect. You still kind of are feeling, especially our guys, like we have 2 years of guys that probably weren't in the weight room for a whole year.
Still feeling it.
And
here,
so you're still kind of trying to develop those young guys, and you're still trying to make up some time that was kind of lost in a way. So, you know, it's a process and we're going to get there, you know, and it's good. We're still growing. Our guys are all, it's awesome. It's just awesome to watch. So
Scott McLafferty, head football strength and conditioning coach at Colorado State, joining us here on the Coors Light Steven Cadazzo Coaches Show. A couple more thoughts for you. I imagine it has to be pretty rewarding when you see a kid come through a program as a freshman and you send him out 4 or 5 years later as a senior and he just looks completely different. And, you know, I don't know if you can see certain guys when they come in as freshmen, like, man, I can turn this kid into a monster. I mean, do you have guys like that that you're like, whew,
you always
the frame
love,
on this kid?
You always love to see guys like that. Not just seeing, you know, coaches and recruiting and stuff like that, and you're able to, you know, you're like, man, this guy's going to be, you know, huge, you know, or something. You know, it's like, all right, you know, coach started asking, like, how much do you think you could put on this guy? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know.
How much can you put on
we'll
it, right?
We'll see, we'll see. Just don't get too, you know, it's a process. So, you know, it's kind of like, we'll see. But it's awesome. I mean, it's just watching these kids develop, and not only just physically but mentally, and just buying in the whole process and just watching it just be rewarded at the end of every, you know, at the end of every cycle. And it's kind of crazy. It's like, you know, during an in season for our young guys, I mean, I sat down and talked to him before and I was like, you know, you have a camp, right? You have a 4 week camp, you have a 13 week season. That's a normal off season cycle, 6 to 7 weeks before you start spring ball or you start in camp. And so you're like, wow, this guy can get 2.5 cycles in a period. And that, how much development that kid can make, I mean, that's amazing, you know.
Right.
Especially a young guy, a freshman coming in that happens to redshirt. You know, and get him ready for the next year. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome experience.
And you can mold him in that way too, I imagine, because, you know, all these guys worked out in high school.
Yeah.
But probably not to the extent that, that you guys, when you get your paws on him, work him. And so – I imagine there's a ton of growth in a lot of these guys. All right, so final thought for you. All right, so the season's gonna wrap up here. Mm-hmm. Let's say a month from now, you get them into December. How much time do they get off? And then, you know, is it right back in the weight room heading into spring football? How does that schedule work?
Well, you normally try to give them a couple weeks, like reboot your system, kind of you know, get away from the a little bit, and then you try to give them a couple weeks and you get back into it.
Where they go home and they don't touch a weight?
Possibly, yeah. It just depends on how things roll, right? How things kind of lay out. But, yeah, you kind of want them to kind of decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
Knowing that, okay, here comes the next cycle. Here comes the next thing, and we got to get in spring ball's its own animal, right? And so it's kind of like you're just always prepping them for that, but you kind of got to get them away and kind of get their mind a little bit so that they come back and it's not redundant, right? You just want to get a new process, a new everything kind of happening. So
you bet. Scott, thanks so much. An enlightening conversation. I love it to continue the great work here at Colorado State. Appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Scott McLafferty, head football strength and conditioning coach here at CSU. We'll be joined by Ricky Santo, director of Ram Life Programs, coming up next from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support. To focus less on finding a loan and more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. And today, we're proud to sponsor the Colorado State Rams. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of Colorado State University, and let's have a winning season. Go Rams!
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CB and Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CB and Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane, cook tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
See Agent Mary Jackson in Aurora, Chris Maupin in Highlands Ranch, or Socorro Jones in Boulder today.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back here. CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room, Fort Collins. We continue along Coors Light, Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Big thank you to Scott McLafferty for joining us. We'll have another guest coming up in a moment, but first I have to remind you that Canvas Credit Union is a proud official credit union of the CSU Rams. You can visit them at the CSU branch, Laurie Student Center, to open up an account here today, or you, of course, you can visit them canvas.org/CSU. All right, Ricky Santo in the house here tonight, the director of Ram Life Programs.
Oh! Woo! How we living? Yeah.
So, if anybody has come in contact with Ricky Santo, you know you have. There's no like, maybe I know Ricky. Is it this one? No, if you cross met him, you remember him. Woo! Passion, energy, vigor. I mean, you are the entire package, man. Do you ever wake up without energy?
One time when I was like, every day I wake up, it's the best day of my life. I have the best job in the world. I get to work with the best coaches, the best players. I have a new member to my family. We had a daughter, Lakeland, 2 days ago. Oh, she is the most beautiful in the world.
Congratulations. She's right here 3 days ago.
3 days, excuse me. Thank you, Melissa.
That's right. She was holding up the three side, so she wasn't saying it was third down, I'm pretty sure. It was 3 days. Okay, so let's just start here. Describe to the folks out there listening and the folks here at CBM Potts and Fort Collins, what is Ram Life?
Great question. Ram Life stands for Real and Meaningful Life. So when you come here to CSU, obviously we want you to succeed on the football field, help you develop that. We're going to also, our motto is we're going to develop you on and off the field and then beyond football. So what that means is we're going to teach you life skills, how to file taxes, what a mortgage is, how to write a resume, to prepare you for the life beyond football. You know, because we hope every guy that comes here, their dream is to play in the NFL, go on and play forever. Well, guess what? About 2% of them are really going to get that experience and maybe only play for 2 or 3 years. So with that, we want them to be ready for life beyond football. So we're going to develop the skills, help them network, build contacts to help them reach all the goals on and off the field that they want to get to.
So you were at Ohio State for a while with Coach Meyer. Then you were here at CSU as well. I know you had worked on the offense side of the ball, part of that coaching staff as well. So where did the idea come from? It came from Ohio State, right?
Yes, sir. Well, initially, my first ever college experience, I coached high school football for a couple of years, had an opportunity to go work at Ohio State, and I got to see Real Life Wednesdays, they called it there. I'm like, this is unbelievable. They're helping these guys, the contacts, the speakers they have come in. Like
Real Life Wednesdays.
Real Life Wednesdays it was called there. And I'm like, this is everywhere. Like, every college campus has to have this, you know? Right. Like, this is awesome. Come here to Colorado State with other staffs, and there's nothing like it. I mentioned it, like, hey, this would be good. This is something I saw. Okay, you know, and then move on and so forth. I coached here for 6 seasons, and then when I got out for a year and a half, I reconnected with Coach Adazio. And he was going to instill what was Ram Life. It was just what Ram Life or what Real Life Wednesdays was, but develop our own program here and call it Ram Life. And with that, Tom started it last year, did a great job laying a foundation through COVID.
Tom Ellers in attendance here tonight. A stalwart as they come.
Great job of leading the way and setting that up. And it was hard with the terrain then, you know, with nobody not being allowed to come in the building and
right,
go out.
With COVID, yeah.
Yep, with COVID. And then now, rolling into this year in February, I got back on staff and, woo, every day gets better. Gosh, I love my life. So I'm working back with the guys and living out what Coach wants out of Ram Life is my goal every day. And he believes in it wholeheartedly, and that's what it takes. He stresses it to the players, to the coaches. The coaches stress it to the players, and it's just they're getting opportunities and they're building their future right now while playing here at CSU.
Yeah, and it's a year-round thing, but I know you guys can kind of dive a little deeper into it in the spring when you're kind of out of season, right?
Yes, sir. So that's kind of the plan, how we do it. Guys will come in January, February, or January. We'll set up for them to learn about themselves. They take personality, skills tests to kind of learn, oh, this is what I am. This is what I do, the skills I'm good at. And we align those skills, say, oh, you have these two skills. You may be good at accounting. You may be a good entrepreneur, whatever right. The case is. Something like, oh, I've never thought of that. So with that, it gets in their back of their mind. And then we also ask them the top 5 careers they want to be a part of. I sort those out and say, okay, well, here's the top 8 careers that our team wants to come and be a part of. We go out and find leaders in the area or in the community that are in those careers to come and share. So that's when our professional presentations come. Every Wednesday, guys will come in and share their journey in life. We have one of them here, Larry Bockendorf. Woohoo! Our first professional presenter. Thank you, Larry.
There you go, Larry.
And
and also, Tom Miller's going to get
and
a
Tom Miller's. And then also Jim Smith.
Jim Smith, who's
my right-hand man in Ram Life. He helps us through everything. And we coordinate that, get these presenters come in every week, and they share about their journey, about themselves, but then they teach these guys a skill because our pillars are leadership, real-life experiences, developing community service, and then networking. And those are our four foundations to build, or our four pillars.
Right.
And with that, these speakers come in, share their journey, they teach how to file taxes, what a mortgage is. Larry came in and shared about entrepreneurs and saying, this is how you build a business. Here's how you go through the government. Here's how you set up your financials and so forth. And through those eight speakers, they do that. Then at the end of those eight presentations over about a two-month period, we have our career fair. Last year, we had 26 companies there. They all represented well. Our guys had 3 full-time job offers when they graduated, 12 job shadowings, and then I think it was 16 internships, mini internships set up. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that was a part of it this summer.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic
and
stuff.
Going from there.
So. Ricky Santo, director of the Ram Life Programs, the Real and Meaningful Life at Colorado State here. Final thoughts. I mean, I know your energy is infectious. I met you, 6 years ago. Maybe we're on a – we're on one of the team charters. I don't know which. All the road trips run together.
Yes, sir.
But you were telling me your story, and you fought and beat cancer, didn't you?
Yes, sir. 2015, I got diagnosed with cancer, and that was right when we were switching coaches, and I didn't know if I had a job still. And then February of that same year when I got hired back, March 6th, I got diagnosed with cancer. 3-year battle, but it's with the support of CSU, Fort Collins, the area. Joe was there by my side. It was a journey that I was grateful for
because
I got to meet so many great people, the support, the love, and they're my family forever. I'm a Ram for life! Woo!
And just to clarify, though, you had this passion, vigor, energy before – You beat cancer, right? I mean, I've met your parents, so I know
it's all about
you're born
mom
with
and dad. Ernie and Marcia are listening in Florida right now. I love you guys. They've got
awesome.
More energy than me.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yes, it's infectious, and we're certainly happy to have you here. Ricky, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
That's Ricky Santo. He's the director of Ram Life Programs at Colorado State. We'll take a timeout. Coach Adazio joins us next from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See shelter agents Justin Russell or Kyle Tiffy in Westminster or Michael Kutecki in Parker.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back here on this Monday evening, CBM Pods Restaurant and Tap Room. Courtside, Steve Adazio, Coach's Show, as we get the head football coach back with us here. Before we get back to the coach, a reminder, with the holiday season right around the corner, Colorado State Athletics and Republic Services, they have partnered to host an on-campus food drive during the tailgating for the Air Force game coming up on Saturday at Canvas Stadium. Ram fans encouraged to donate non-perishable food items at Republic Service bins throughout the parking and tailgate area. So, again, that's coming up here this Saturday night. If you're coming out to the game, please bring non-perishable food items. All right, Brian Roth back with you, head coach Steve Adazio as well. We'll talk about that Air Force Falcon game come up in a moment, but a couple of great guests in the house tonight with us. Scott McLafferty, your head strength and conditioning football coach, and then, of course, Ricky Santo. That dude brings the energy each and every time you see him, doesn't he?
Two great guys. You know, the strength coach is such a critically important position to the football program. Scott and his staff have their hands on these kids year-round and help in the development of the culture of the program. And his ability to connect with the players, push them, get them tougher, but yet love them and connect with them is really so important. And it's the lifeblood of any football program and really the most important hire for a head football coach that you're totally aligned, which we are. And he's just a terrific human being and really excellent at what he does. And, you know, I know that he'll have a great opportunity here. With a full cycle, our team is going to grow exponentially. You know, we're a little behind probably, but he'll make it back up now that we're back in full year cycle, and I expect it'll be great. Ricky has got great energy. I wanted Ricky, you know, I had met Ricky years ago. We actually started that program, our Real Life Wednesdays at Florida in 2000, I believe it was 8, and then Urban took it to Ohio State and refined it and got it better and grew it, and then we took it here, and we're trying to, I think Ricky's going to do big things with this, and we're going to take it to a different level than them, and his energy is infectious. I like to be around guys that are energy givers. You know, I don't want to be around energy takers.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really important to me that on our staff, and especially in a position like Ricky and Scott's, these guys have got a great enthusiasm, great energy, and they got to be people that lift people up, right? And that's all part of it, you know, part of the build of what you want in your culture. So they're two terrific, terrific guys. I don't know the AO thing. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Is that what he said, AO?
He probably said it when the baby came out, you know? Yeah. As birth was happening, he's probably screaming, and the baby's scarred for life right now. Like, is that my father? I mean, I don't know,
whoa,
you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this.
That'll be the first words. It won't be mama, daddy. It'll be, crazy, man. Crazy, crazy.
That's funny. But you know what? The funny thing is, having known Ricky and the time that I have, there's nothing fake.
No,
about
no.
that energy, you know? I mean, it's not a put-on. It's not a show.
Ricky will give the shirt off his back, dude.
That's absolutely. No question about that. So great to have both Scott McLafferty and Ricky Santo involved in the program. All right, running a bit behind, we'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll talk about that Air Force team coming into Canvas Stadium on Saturday night. All right, stay with us here on the Coors Light Stephen Azio Coaches Show. Back after this from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CB and Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CB and Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you. Or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane, cook tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
See shelter agent Lee Carlson in Denver, Tina Marie Zaleski in Longmont, or Joanne Peters in Lafayette.
Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse therapeutic massage shower head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All All right, welcome back one final time here this evening. CBM Pops Restaurant and Tap Room. We are in Fort Collins. Of course, I had Steve Addazio, Coach's Show. Brian Roth and the head football coach, Steve Addazio. Time for some final thoughts. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. All right, the Rams and the Air Force Falcons coming up Saturday evening, Canvas Stadium, State Pride game. They'll be wearing the State Pride uniforms. Of course, Military Appreciation Day. It's apropos with Air Force coming in. And, of course, talking about it here on this Veterans Day 2021. See, if you look at Air Force, they're coming off kind of the same predicament you guys are, facing one of their most fiercest rivals in Army. They would lose in overtime. So I have a couple of football teams coming in Saturday night that are can be scratching and clawing for a win.
Yeah, I no doubt about that. And it'll be a heck of an environment and be a tough game. And we're looking forward to it, you know. So
the triple option attack, yeah. Obviously that is something that you have to plan for, not just this week, but you really have to kind of look at it earlier in the season too, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we looked at it. You know, we've prepared for it. We've had a lot of meetings on preseason on it. We worked on it in preseason, worked on it in the bye week. And I get pretty involved this week. I mean, I played in that offense in college. I coached in that offense when I started coaching. I ran that offense as a head high school coach. I understand it. So I like to go down there and coach the scout team this week. And just part of the goal is to give them the best look we can give them. It's the fastest, most accurate look. That's what makes you struggle if you can't get that, you know. And so we put a lot of emphasis on this team, on this scheme, and looking forward to seeing us work on it this week.
Does it help that you had the same defense last year and you got a full week of practice against Air Force last year? Of course, you didn't play the game. It got canceled 30 hours in advance.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, the retention level from then to now is really not terrific.
Right.
But it's so different. You know what I mean? It's just so different. And you have to play assignment football. You know, whoever's got the dive, better take the dive. Whoever's got the quarterback, better take the quarterback. You make a mistake, you misfit a gap, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. And that's the challenge of the week, you know. And we've got to get our guys ready to understand where they fit on every play. And we also have to do a better job of getting 11 hats to the ball. One thing I'm impressed with Air Force is their defense gets 11 hats to the ball. When you freeze frame it, they're everywhere around the ball. Hmm. And I thought we needed to improve on that a week ago. I think when you play tempo teams, sometimes that you know you're used to the next play happening, you know, as opposed to the finish of the first one. So we got to get back to that this week and make sure, because there's a lot of cutbacks in this offense, that you've got 11 hats coming from all points.
Final thought, I imagine the guys get fired up to wear those State Pride uniforms. I'm not sure if the coaching staff cares, but the players do, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. I love tradition. I mean, we do care, and I think it's awesome. And the players love it. But I don't think there's any doubt about it. I'm used to having, like, one uniform. We got about six here. I don't even think right. We've been in them all right now. But it's pretty cool, and I think the players really, really dig it. I do. I think they like it a lot. And it's great to have the State Pride and all the stuff that goes along with it. I think it's fantastic.
Yep, you bet. Well, Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck against Air Force. Get some guys healthy. And we'll see you Saturday night.
Sign me up for that.
That's right. All right, that's head coach Steve Addazio. Appreciate him joining us on the program tonight. Thank you to Scott McLafferty, head strength and conditioning coach, Ricky Santo, director of Ram Life Programs, and Asher Korn was back at Learfield Master Control. Brian Roth saying so long tonight here from CBM Potts in Fort Collins.
From CBN Potts, Collindale, this has been the Coors Light Steve Addazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill, 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, the official credit union of Colorado State Athletics. Monarch Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk. Bet on taste. Bet on quality. Bet on fun. MonarchBlackhawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health. And by Waterpik. Preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig.
inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.